This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Iran's Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi was on Saturday officially announced as the winner of the country's presidential election, one which critics boycotted over economic woes and political curbs. Reuters' Megan Revelle has more.
Raisi, a 60-year-old Shiite cleric, was widely tipped to win, having been endorsed by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But dissidents at home and abroad say popular anger over economic hardships and curbs on freedoms kept many Iranians at home. Turnout was reported to be 48%, slightly higher than analysts had predicted, but lower than the 73.3% in 2017. Another deterrent for pro-reform voters was a lack of choice. That's after the Guardian Council, a hardline election body, barred heavyweight moderates and conservatives from standing. Raisi was placed under U.S. sanctions a few months after being appointed judiciary chief in 2019. That was for alleged human rights violations, including the executions of thousands of political prisoners in the 1980s.
That's Reuters' Megan Revelle. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from the previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said through rapid coordinated response efforts, Guinea managed to control the outbreak and prevent its spread beyond its borders. The Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief held talks Saturday with senior Lebanese politicians after criticizing them for delays in forming a new cabinet and warning the EU could impose sanctions on those behind the political stalemate. Josep Borrell said Lebanese politicians should quickly form a new government, implement reforms, and reach a deal with the International Monetary Fund to start getting the country out of its paralyzing economic and financial crisis.
The Council of the European Union has been including other options, including targeted sanctions. Of course, we prefer not to go down this road.
The World Bank said earlier this month the crisis is likely to rank as one of the world's worst in more than 150 years. Lebanon defaulted on paying back its debt for the first time in March, while talks with the International Monetary Fund on a bailout package stopped last year. Brazil's death toll from COVID-19 is expected to pass 500,000 Saturday, as experts warn the world's second deadliest outbreak might worsen due to delayed vaccinations and the government's refusal to back social distancing measures. Only 11% of Brazilians have been fully vaccinated, and epidemiologists warn that with winter arriving in the southern hemisphere and new variants of the coronavirus circulating, deaths will continue to mount even if immunizations gain steam. COVID-19 continues to devastate countries around the region, with the Pan American Health Organization reporting 1.1 million new cases of COVID-19 and 31,000 deaths in the Americas last week. PAHO noted upticks in six Mexican states, Belize, Guatemala, Panama, and some places in the Caribbean. Thousands marched through central Warsaw on Saturday in an equality parade demanding an end to discrimination against the LGBTQ community. In a sea of rainbow flags, the symbol of the LGBTQ community, marchers gathered outside the towering neo-Gothic Palace of Culture in central Warsaw as a DJ played dance music from a stage before the start of the march. LGBTQ rights have become a central part of a wider struggle in the country between liberals, who stress the need for a more tolerant and inclusive society, and religious conservatives, who denounce what they say is an attempt to subvert traditional values in the predominantly Catholic nation. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.